Welcome to this episode of My Art Broker Talks. I am your host, Sheena Carrington, and I am joined here today by our two sales specialists, Rebecca Marsham and Jasper Tordot. Rebecca, Jasper, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. So today we are going to focus on the recent March auctions that took place over the previous week. These auctions are crucial because they mark the first round of major marquee sales of the new year. These sales, we look to them as they sort of set the precedent for the next round of major sales that will happen in New York. And they allow us to foreshadow any of what we like to call art market trends throughout the new year. So during these sales, two standout blue chip artists caught our attention, two of our favorites, Andy Warhol and David Hockney. And given our expertise in the print market of these artists, I'm eager to dive into the sales. So let's start with Sotheby's Evening Auction, which marked the beginning of the marquee sales. Rebecca, there was an exquisite Andy Warhol Flowers canvas featured with a vibrant, bright pink hue, which set a new auction record. Can you share some insights about this piece and maybe elaborate a little bit on the significance of it for us?
The Andy Warhol Flowers.
Yeah.
Yes, as you say, this sale was hit a record price for a canvas of this size, and it had an estimate of between £500,000 to £700,000. It achieved £1.114 million.
Wow.
So Warhol created a number of different sizes for the flowers, which can get quite complex. This work is 35 centimeters by 35 centimeters, so it's quite small.
Right.
I predict that we will see a surge in demand for the flower prints off the back of this result.
Wow. Absolutely. That is fascinating. And as you mentioned, I'm hopeful that we will see a surge in Warhol's flower works as well, which will make their way into the print market. Because as you pointed out, despite the beauty of this work, it was an incredibly small canvas. And this work sold for over £1 million. So hopefully the interest that that this work generated on the market will trickle down into the print market, which offers more accessible options for collectors.
Absolutely.
So that leads us into Christie's 20th and 21st Century Evening Sale. Jasper, there is one particular work that I want to talk to you about in this sale, and I know you know which one it is. Can you please tell us about David Hockney's California?
So that was an impressive sale in the number of price achieved for it. And also it was an impressive location. It was located right in the Christie's and King Street. And I know it had been sort of touring around Paris and New York. And the way you walked up to Christie's, right at the top of the stairs, above the red carpet. So a really impressive location. Everybody came in. It's the first piece you saw. And that work had been in a private collection for over 40 years. I think it was done in 1968. 65 and then purchased privately in 1968. So one of those treasures in the art market that's been hidden away for so long. And I think the result where the price realized was, I think, £18,710,000 around that with buyer's premium. So a great result. And hopefully we'll see that sort of trickling down in the interest in the paper pool series, perhaps the lithographs of water, in the prints as well.
Fascinating. Did you see this work in person?
Yeah, it's very impressive. It was in a room with Monet's and Francis Bacon's that hammered for higher prices, but it was a seriously impressive piece. Large scale, situated really nicely in the exhibition of works that they had on offer there at Christie's. So I'm not surprised that it went above the estimates and a really good result for that work.
Amazing. I heard that this work was in private hands for maybe at least 4 decades. So I wonder how long now it will be held in private hands before it comes to the market again.
I don't know the buyer, but I'd love to see it again.
Amazing. Thank you. Rebecca, also in Christie's evening sale, I know there was a work that caught your eye. There was a complete set of Warhol's Campbell soup cans that were offered. This complete set, I believe the final price was $882,000 with fees. This price seemed a little low for such an iconic set. What do you think about this?
Yeah, that's it was a very exciting sight to see the set of the Campbell suits because we get so much demand for them. They're so very iconic. The record price for a Campbell suit cans one was 1.5 million, but it's important to note that that was for a set of APs. And then it was just over 1 million for regular editions. So those are the records. I would suggest that the buyer of this set for £882,000 got a real steal.
That is
incredibly
fascinating. It's always interesting to see iconic artworks enter the market and sell for perhaps a little lower than what their true market value would be. And this is a product that is inherent in what we've been stressing here at My Art Broker, which is the inherent market dynamics of live auction sales, where the buyers and sellers have such little control over the final outcome, which is why we continue to talk about our art technology tools, which can help you with understanding valuations, and as I'm sure you guys can as well. So everyone listening, please do check our website out. That leads us to Philip's Day Sale. During the Marquee Week, a lot of emphasis is placed on evening sales, but I want to talk about the day sales because in Philip's, Rebecca, I'm coming to you again, there was a spectacular piece, a very rare painting by Andy Warhol, Ladies and Gentlemen, Wilhelmina Ross. Rebecca, I know you are a fan of the Ladies and Gentlemen and you have a lot of knowledge about this lesser known series. Can you tell us about this sale?
Yeah, absolutely. I am very passionate about it. So the Ladies and Gentlemen, the Wilhelmina Ross, sold for £139,700, including fees. These works were completed in 1975, and this sale marks the first time this has been seen at public auction. Obviously, you know, Ladies and Gentlemen, paintings are rarer in the market than the prints. But personally, I find that these works are fascinating and topical in 2024. This acrylic and silk screen was exhibited in the New York Gagosian in 1997. And as I mentioned before, the first time it's come to auction. The entire body of works was unprecedented at the time and gave light to a really underrepresented subculture in New York in the 80s. It involved 14 sitters, and Wilhelmina, actually, it's cited that she might have been his favorite. She was the subject of 52 Polaroid photographs and 73 paintings. Wow. So this sale really highlights the importance of these works. And we often see that when there's a sale of an original artwork, surge in demand for the prints of that subject follows.
Right. And we know personally that 2023, it was a very impressive year for Warhol's Ladies and Gentlemen series in terms of volume, the works that hit the market, and also value. Rebecca, how much could we acquire a Warhol Ladies and Gentlemen print for? Ballpark figure.
Well, I would suggest £20,000 in the current market.
Okay, that's a far break from how much did this sell for? £139,000 plus?
Indeed, wow. £139,700.
Excellent, thank you. Jasper, there was also a work in the Christie's day sale. I believe it was a David Hockney, Arrival of Spring. We know that these works are incredibly popular in the market by demand, but they're also semi-rare. Is that accurate?
I mean, in the nature of Hockney's work, yeah, generally it's quite rare, but particularly these because they're digitally and they're only edition of 25. Right. So these don't come to the market very often. Now, what was interesting, I believe the price realized was slightly over 170,000 by a premium. That's a really strong result, particularly if we look back, it's almost getting back to sort of 2022 levels, which is really exciting. I think that was an exceptional result. Personally, was it the strongest Arrival of Spring? I don't necessarily think so, but the result is really what we wanted to see. So strong demand, really good market appetite for these sales for digital works by Hockney. So really promising. In my sense, there was a little bit of market dipping perhaps after the 2022 results, which many of them were going into sort of 200k plus. So it's really promising to see that. It's definitely a sort of a bump back in the market for those Arrival of Springs, that result.
Amazing. And again, this is something that just points again to what we mentioned earlier, the inherent market dynamics of a live auction. How would you recommend someone to acquire a Hockney Arrival of Spring?
Well, it's, you know, I would always suggest looking at private sale first. You know, otherwise you can get carried away and bids before you know it, far too much money for something that perhaps you could have got cheaper privately and in perhaps a more relaxed sale environment. That said, it is obviously really exciting to be bidding at auction. You might not win something. You might, again, get something cheap like the Warhol soup cans that we've just discussed. So there's pros and cons, but always, you know, to exhaust private sale before going into an auction.
Of course. Well, because you guys have shared your favorite sales of the March Marquee auctions, I wanted to share one of my favorite sales. I was particularly impressed with a Banksy Keep It Real canvas that appeared at Christie's Day Sale. This piece features Banksy's iconic chimpanzee with a sign around its neck that reads, "Keep It Real." This work on canvas in a rare orange backdrop surpassed its high estimate, ultimately selling for £277,200. So alongside Warhol and Hockney's Market, Banksy's is one that we've been watching particularly closely. Despite talks of a correction, pieces like this one continue to generate interest. And when they do enter the market, they sell for remarkably well. So here at My Art Broker, we will keep a watch on these market developments. So as closing notes, Rebecca, Jasper, thank you so much for being here and chatting with me. I had one final question. As the main live auctions have concluded, there are a series of online print sales that are happening. Are there any sales or particular works that you two are looking forward to within these sales? Rebecca, we could start with you.
That's a really, really good question. Well, I would say that this subject has also been very close to me in the last few months. The Bonhams British Cool online sale, which goes on till May the 20th, it's featuring a Mick Jagger, an Andy Warhol Mick Jagger. And these Jagger prints were highly sought after in the market throughout 2023. We saw some great results and preference varying really on both colorway and rarity. And the same Mick Jagger print recently sold at Sotheby's in January this year. So it'll be really intriguing to observe whether these works sustain the momentum and their value.
Interesting. I love the Mick Jagger prints. I'm a personal fan of those. So that is a sale that I will be watching as well.
Yeah, I have it as my screensaver on my phone.
That is amazing. I love it. Jasper, what about you?
So there's two things. One of them's coming up at Phillips, and that's a lithograph of Green Wash by David Hockney. Really great large scale pool piece. It'd be interesting to see how California has, if that ripple down has an effect on that piece. They don't come to the market very often. Small edition numbers, great big pieces. So wondering how that goes. Also, that Christie's Day Sale, they have an amazing array of fragment pieces. So I think there's three of the eight. They're not matching numbers, but that'd be really exciting. They don't come to the market very often. Done in 1965. Really cool pieces, as well as some old school Rileys on paper. So it'd be really fun to see how they go. I can imagine, given the market, that they're going to go big, way above the high estimates. So those are the pieces that I'm keeping a close eye on.
Amazing. And in addition to David Hockney, we've also done some extensive research into Bridget Riley's print market, which has been very lucrative. Jasper, if anyone wanted to get in touch about a Bridget Riley, how would they reach you?
Yeah, brilliant. Well, perhaps through the website, but I'd be more than happy to buyers, sellers, people that own these. I'd love to chat about the Bridget Riley market. It's really moved a lot in the last couple of years, and it's a fun market to be involved in. So yeah, reach out to me via email or give me a call.
Amazing. And Rebecca, of course, you're available to chat about American pop artists, especially Andy Warhol. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite subjects, Sheena.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for being here, and I look forward to our next podcast together.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Sheena.
Bye.